Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, it's coming up on 20 to 11. Let me speak to Wayne Denner from waynedenner.com, cybersecurity expert, because apparently Witch are telling us that we could be hacked at any time. It's concerning, Wayne, the latest research on how we lack cybersecurity.
Yeah, and something, Frank, that I've been very concerned about now for some time. And it's important to understand that when it comes to cybersecurity, when we talk about things like that of the technology nature, everybody's at a different level. You know, some people are acutely aware of the risks and dangers that they pose, but also other people are just at the start of their journey where they're getting these devices into their home. And more of us, and I think the average number is about 10 to 15 connected devices in a house at any one time connected to the Wi-Fi router, thermostats, light bulbs, your TV, your internet, you know, your IP camera for your security, your alarm system. I mean, in some cases, even your kettle or your fridge now is connected to the Wi-Fi. So we've got all of these connected devices in our home. And just like our front door, when we lock our front door at night and we make sure we set the alarm, we make sure the side doors are locked, we need to start doing that with our security systems now in terms of the technology devices that we have in our homes.
Is it because of the interconnection of items that the hacker can really get to us, or are you still as vulnerable if you just have one item?
There's a couple of reasons and there's a couple of ways this can happen, Frank. We now live in a world of the Internet of Things, and that's a new term that has been bantered around for the past couple of years, you know, and we're going to continue to see that. We're going to continue to see more technology, more connectivity in our homes, fridges, you know, cookers, lights already are there, thermostat, those types of things. So much of this technology is unsecure by its very nature, meaning the onus is put onto the owner then. Whenever you bring something into your home, you really have to start thinking about, okay, how can I make this as safe and secure as it can possibly be? Things like, and in a very simple layman terms, and I think that's really important because you're going to have listeners who are listening into the show right now going, what's this guy talking about? What can I actually do right now? The first thing that you can do, and probably one of the most important things, is whenever you bring a new piece of technology into your home that connects to the internet, change the default password. I mean, many of these technology items are coming out of factories from different parts of the world where they're all using the same default password, admin123. And I mean, if you don't change that, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to be able to work out what the default password is, and then they're into your system. So changing your default password all the time is a good way to do it. The second thing I say to people as well is look for the permissions that the device is asking for and think about the permissions. Are you comfortable with granting permissions? I mean, some of these devices ask for a lot of permissions. I mean, I was looking through some apps recently that I had on my phone, and I was horrified at the amount of permissions that these apps were actually asking for just on my smartphone device. So that's the second thing that people need to do. And those two things are really important.
Can they hack into your computer? If you have the computer, say, on your big screen television, can they steal your bank details?
Again, you know, this is where the security on the particular device that you're using, and also on your router as well, and this is where VPNs start to come into play, where you can encrypt the traffic running across the network. And what that means is if you're using any website such as your bank, you're paying for things online, well, you're going to be entering sensitive information, credit card numbers, debit card numbers, this type of information. You do want to make sure that that information is encrypted as it's being transferred over the network. That's always the risk with using public Wi-Fi as well. You know, many public Wi-Fis that people use on a daily basis, from local coffee shops to everything in between, is unsecure. And if you're not using a VPN, then you're at risk of your data being intercepted by a man in the middle attack, which is what's known in the game. So again, VPNs are a good thing to use. Make sure that your Wi-Fi router obviously is secure in itself. Make sure that, you know, there's nothing connected there. Check the permissions. I mean, you're getting into more technical stuff that puts a lot of people off. But there is some great resources, some great information available online on how to do this. And it's, again, it's some of the stuff that I talk about over on the blog.
There will be some people saying, of course, does it really matter if they hacked into your kettle? You know, what can they do? Because, you know, the microwave, do we really have to, if we've linked up everything, do we really have to address every individual item? Or am I showing a lack of understanding for how high-tech security works?
No, we do have to address every individual item, because it's not the point of maybe it's going to be able to steal your data potentially in terms of what we just mentioned a couple of moments ago. It's the permissions that this actual device has access to, the permissions that you grant access to. Now, you could buy something in a local shop today that's connected to the internet or go into one of these retail outlets or order something. The other big problem is ordering things online that are coming international in from China and places like that, where they're not going to be thinking about any of this type of security. I know the government's starting to look at this, forcing manufacturers to make sure that these passwords are more robust in the sense. So it's, you know, when you plug that in, you're granting a certain level of permission. One of those permissions could be that you grant permission for this particular device to access your router and make changes. Now, there's a really simple one there that can cause all sorts of problems if you allow that to happen, because suddenly then you've connected the device to the router, which is then going to be able to make changes because you've granted the permission. So if people are in doubt, they should always know to any of these permissions. Really, what you want to do is you want to try and get the thing connected to the internet so that it works for its purpose, but you do not want to be granting any extra permissions. Extra permissions come with risks.
I once worked with a colleague about 5 years ago who always covered the camera on her work computer. All the time, little post-it was on the camera on the work computer. Should we be covering the camera on our computer at home, or the camera on, there's cameras on some televisions now as well?
There is. And again, this is all going to be boiling back to your understanding of the device, what you're installing on that device as well, and really going in and checking these types of things on a regular basis. I mean, these things change all the time. Software companies, technology platforms, they're always tweaking, they're always changing things. And it's really up to the end user to go in and make sure that whatever they've changed or they're adapting, that you are comfortable with that being applied. If you're not, then you can opt out or you can make that change. I mean, I talked about this before, where people can go into Amazon and they can actually check their voice recording history, you know, and what Alexa is capturing that information. So you can go in and you can make changes to these things on an ongoing basis. And one of the things I encourage people to do, and it's really important because we've got that much technology about the place, even on smartphone apps on your phone, go in and regularly check your permissions. Just have a quick audit and look through the permissions and make sure they're set. Like, if they're asking you things like, are you comfortable with this particular app accessing your contacts? Then absolutely not. You know, those types of things. And those are the real risks and the dangers that we're starting to see with these connected devices that we're bringing into our home. Because not only is it connected to your internet, it's connected to your smartphone if your Bluetooth's turned on. And again, that's where that sort of chain needs to be broken and the lock needs to be put back on the door. And that's where people need to start looking at this stuff. Just like you lock and you secure your home, you've got to start securing the technology in your home. And that's really important.
Wayne, it is good advice. It really is. Let's not be complacent. Thank you indeed. WayneDenner.com, if you want to read the blog there and find out more in your interconnected world. As always, if you have a story to tell us, 02890-333-105.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.